I be going hard. I'm breaking their hearts. Like, bitches be quick, but I'm quicker. Bitches be thick, but I'm thicker. She could be rich, but I'm richer.
Damn.
Take it on me. Don't give a fuck.
Out in the yams.
And I'm keeping one tuck. I make me some jams.
Unlock that advance.
I said 400 bands.
I'm adding that song to my 2024 playlist.
I mean, I can kind of see that. It's like a whole vibe.
Totally. And it totally goes with our topic today. Facts. And we have a special guest speaker.
We do.
We have my primo, Cesar. Shout it out, Cesar.
What up?
Hey. What's up? This is Caesar.
How we doing?
Also better known as Love is Blind, Season 3, Episode 3, 4, and 5.
Yo, that is fast, though. It is. That is so fast.
Say that again.
Oh, check me out on Love is Blind, Season 2, Episode 3, 4, and 5. I actually don't know what episodes I'm on.
Love is Blind, Season 2. He was in that joint. Because I was like, yo, once she had said that, I was like, facts, though. I was all facts. I was like, I did see this. I did.
You know, the funniest thing is, I still get stopped on the street.
What?
I was walking, and I'm crossing the street, and this lady stops to like let me pass because it's a crosswalk. And as I'm walking past, she yells at me. She's like, "Hey, are you Caesar from Love Is Blind?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
Oh my god.
That is so cool. That's so cool.
If you want to face to the voice, there you go.
That is so cool. Okay, so real quick before we get into our actual topic, how did you end up on Love is Blind though? Because I'm a fan, so I've watched all seasons. That's how I know that you were on it. But how did you end up on it?
My buddy, we used to be really close friends. We were roommates actually at the time, and like a friendship of 15 years. He told me he was going to try out for the show, ended up getting on the show. And when they finished filming a portion, he came back to our house and he just asked me, he's like, "Hey, you know, they want to film something and would you be a part of it?" So I said, yeah. And that's how I ended up being a part of the process, because he asked me to be one of his best men. And it's been a long time ago. I think around season 5 now, but that was a few years ago.
What do you mean one of his best men?
So like in the wedding, like he has like.
He got married to the girl?
Wait, because so your primo doesn't watch Love Is Blind.
I know. I'm sorry.
So she doesn't know what's going on.
I love you, but I only saw it to see you.
Like, she doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy, your friend married the girl that came out in the show, or a different girl?
He didn't get married to her, but it was the girl from the show.
Right. So ultimately, they go through this process, and at the end, if they make it to the altar, they decide if love is blind, which means are they going to marry each other or are they not? Girl, I need you to get on this because we in like season 6 and it is off the chain. Like, I need you to get with this, okay? So
I'm sorry, primo. You know I love you.
Need you to get with.
No, it's all good. I mean, I hear my coworkers talking about it all the time, and I'm just like, I didn't know where they were on the 5th season, but to each their own.
So your episode is which one again?
Season 2.
No clue. Probably someone. I'm the guy with the guitar.
Yeah. Look, he did play that guitar though. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Okay, well, yes. You've heard him because Caesar has come to my house.
Yes,
and he has sang, and
yes.
He is an absolute phenomenal
he is.
Singer.
Absolutely, wholeheartedly.
Anybody who hears his voice knows he knows how to sing.
He does. Like, he's an actual singer.
Go on.
Well, maybe if we have time at the end, you can just throw
that.
Out a couple of notes or
I
something.
I know, you could, though. I mean, maybe we have to get him. We might have
after
to get him.
Talking, my voice is gone.
You know, now that we have him, like, he might low-key have to create, like, True Chula's theme song.
Ooh.
I know, right? I know.
You know, actually, so funny. I'm currently working on a theme song for a YouTube channel For some people from back home where Anna and I are from.
Wow.
So I'm gonna pick y'all up on that.
I'm telling you, he's gonna have to come up with a True True List theme song. I'm like, I'm here for
it. Hey, Primo, whenever you're feeling like in your creative mood, you can like just, you know,
put them together.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Maybe there'll be some royalties in there for you or something.
I know. Upbeat and fun. Upbeat
right?
And fun. That's all we need.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, but that brings us to our topic. So we
and
have,
let's be honest, we didn't even come up with this topic, which is even the better part.
It
of
is, but I was gung-ho for it. So we low-key was like, okay, Caesar, what do you want to talk about? Because you know, True Chules is like a safe space. We let you come and vent. You can utilize this as therapy. Like, go for it. And
we got you. We got you.
And so he was like, can we talk about working with coworkers that you just don't like? Like, you just don't.
No.
Cannot stand.
I
don't like a lot of coworkers. I cannot stand.
Okay, so is there a difference?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm
like,
going to break that down.
Give it to us.
I cannot like someone and be professional and say hello and be cordial.
Okay.
But there's some people I can't stand. I don't even want to say hello to them. I don't want to share the same space as them.
Dang.
And it's... I mean, my coworker told me that's the Aquarius in me, but once you do me dirty or do someone else dirty, I don't want to breathe the same air as you.
I mean,
I feel the same. I feel the same.
And I hear you. I can see the difference, but for me, that's all the same. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to like you. I can't stand you.
Yeah.
I don't wanna, like, all for me personally,
right.
It falls in the same category.
Yeah.
Trust me, there's enough of them where,
yeah.
Like, I can be like that.
So, Caesar, do you want to just tell us a little bit about where you work and who these coworkers might be?
Just don't name names. We
don't name names.
We don't want to violate any.
We're already good with HR.
Right.
Well, if and when any coworker hears it, they'll already know. But
look, if you
went,
look, that one thing, if you know, you know.
I work in Chicago at a public charter school. And it is a person I share space with. It's a person I have to share a lot of things with.
Damn.
And I've tried a lot of, just like, you know, like you all educate. So you try to work with different personalities. It's just different. You know, with kids, they'll learn.
Yes.
They understand boundaries. They understand how to work with you.
Yes.
With this adult, they don't understand boundaries. They don't understand cues.
Nope.
And on top of that, fairly recently, just some very upsetting, short-sighted, racist things happened.
No. Dang.
Girl, and it's just to the point where I, as an educator, cannot stand for it anymore. I can. It's kind of the thing, like, you can insult me, you can punch me. The second you look at my mom, the second you do something to my sister, like, you're toast.
Whoa,
and,
okay, so.
Oh, this is running deep.
Wait, okay, so now I need a little bit of context.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit. What age frame is this person in?
I'm sorry, one more time?
The age frame.
The person I'm talking about. Mid-30s? They're
okay.
Old enough to know.
Okay.
That's right. I was about to say they
well,
are
that's why I need a little bit of context. And so...
They're old enough to know.
Okay. All right. So old enough to know, so mid-30s. And is it safe to say male or female or no?
I'd rather not.
Okay. So you're sharing space. And are these racial... Are they racial comments? Are they racial innuendos? Like, you got to give me a little bit more here.
There's a lack of cultural awareness. There's a lack of understanding in their own implicit bias. And then there's retaliation towards people whenever this person is called out on these.
Dang. That's crazy. Nope, I can't. Like... You got to learn how to read the room, read your surroundings, read, like, who you with. I mean, if you want to be like that in your own personal space with your own people. Like, I would hope you not like that, but you cannot, like, in a social professional setting, you can't be like that. You're around too many different people to where, like, if people don't pick up on it right away, eventually it's going to come out.
Right. So, Caesar, you said, has this person said things about your family?
No, it's just, I guess the reason I brought that up is whenever you cross or do something to someone I love, i.e. my students, it gets very personal for me as far as protecting my students.
Ooh, how do you feel like that towards children, though?
Yeah.
Like,
how are you an educator and then you act like that? Is this person acting like that in front of children? In front of students?
Correct. Because they are too intimidated by adults who can retort correctly. And I think we don't see a lot of it happen because we're not always sharing safe spaces. And it just makes it very difficult to give the person, hey, how's it going? The other day, I told my girlfriend that I think it's the thing that upset me the most. I was having a difficult Friday. I was outside. I popped on my AirPods, the dismissal, listening to music, dancing, and this person comes by and tries to pick up my vibe and starts dancing with me, and I gave them the ugliest thing I've ever given somebody. I was like, no, this is my vibe. You are not invited.
Yeah.
Do not dance or smile with me.
Yeah.
Walk away, please.
Okay. Let's go back, though. How, as an educator, can you, and not even, we won't even say just as an educator, how as you as an adult,
yeah,
towards any children, like, be any type of way towards them because of their race, who they are, how they've grown up, who their parents might be, their home situation, their life situation, their personality, whatever it is, they're kids. Like, they're kids.
And I think that's part of the reason why I asked how old this person was, because if they were too old to know better, okay, that's one thing.
I don't care how old you are.
But
you're not a child.
No,
disagreeing
with you.
Like, if you're not a child yourself, there's no reason or explanation for you to behave or speak or say or do anything when it comes to kids. Like,
correct.
And it just makes it worse that you are an educator, because other people are trusting you with their kids, and this is how you're behaving, and you're doing it in front of them. Like, that's crazy.
So in your charter school, Caesar, we have a minimal amount of charter schools, and I don't know if your charter school works the same way our charter school works. So in your situation, what can you do about it? Like, what can you do about this colleague that clearly knows no boundaries and is saying, you know, racial or showing inequities?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be a difficult situation because it's not a typical situation that the person is in. It is not a person who's been there for 10 years. They're newer to the situation. It's kind of, I don't know if it's happening across the board at other schools, but it's kind of like this person is a necessity to fill this spot right now.
Mm.
And moving the person from the spot is actually more detrimental
mm-hmm.
to the environment.
And
that's why I think people aren't held, you know, they're not held as accountable as they should be.
Right. And that's the sucky part when you have, like, there's already a shortage of people who wanting to teach, and it's like when you have something that needs someone in that position, it's like it's so hard to give a consequence or discipline or move them, because it's like you really need it. You're trying to pick and choose which way are you gonna go. But I still think it's like you a horrible person. Like, I don't like you, nor do I can't stand you. I'm on both sides.
Yeah.
Like,
so, okay, Caesar, riddle me this. So, is this person, when you talk to other colleagues, is this person doing the same with other people? And what kind of advice are people giving you just to kind of try to make it through the school year, for example?
And to piggyback on that, okay, so it's about the kids, but do they do it with adults too?
They have, and I think for the most part, adults have been able to squash the behavior.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I just don't think kids are Many of them, even if they did try to, in this situation, the child tried to stand up for themselves, and it wasn't necessarily like something directed towards them. It was just a very ignorant comment, and the child tried correcting the person, and the person then retaliated against the child for trying to correct them.
Did the child get in trouble?
I'm sorry?
Did the child get in trouble?
Not outside of within that interaction.
See, I think that's crazy, though.
We've since checked on the child. I think, to the honest question is, I think it might have been a question or two ago, we're figuring out how to remedy the situation. And I'm also trying to, the other day I went to the doctor and they're like, hey, for the first time ever, you have high blood pressure.
Ooh,
and I was like, why? And my girlfriend's like, she's like, you know, and the first time I was like, damn, dude, I guess my job is pretty stressful, but I think I handle it well.
Right.
But, you know, situations like this sometimes kind of show you like, hey man, you know, we're definitely going through stuff.
So is this the first time in your professional career that you have encountered a person that, for lack of a better way of explaining it, has given you high blood pressure and has given you anxiety and perhaps stress?
Hold on. You know, I'm just going to change my headphones 1 second.
Yo, that's great. Like, that's crazy. And then for the kid to get in trouble for standing up for themselves for something that the adult is wrong. Like, we've had kids come to us and be like, it's not fair. It's not fair that the adult, they can't say something to the adult and the adult being in the wrong. And I've told kids plenty of times, I've told my students plenty of times, like, hey, I'd rather you go to a trusted adult that you know in the building.
Yeah.
And let them know what your concerns are.
Right.
And let them, you know, take charge and take point on that situation just so you don't get in trouble. Because sometimes teachers will come back and be like, and make up whatever they need to make up to make sure that they don't get in trouble. And that's why I even tell some of our students, like, no, tell me. Tell someone you trust. Tell an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Let the adult
mm-hmm.
fight for you.
Yeah.
Because I tell them, adults aren't always right, because sometimes they feel as though, like, no, they're always right and they're always gonna win in their eyes. And it's like, no, if the adult is wrong, but let the another adult fight that battle, because you're not gonna, as a child, because
you
are.
You shouldn't have to.
One,
you shouldn't
have to.
Yeah, you're a kid.
And then two, if you try, you're not gonna get anywhere, because you are a child.
Correct.
And it's like,
but I do believe that in this situation, the adult should be held accountable for what he or she is saying and doing too.
I agree. And I, like, position need to be filled or not.
That
to me, we talk about boundaries so much. I'm telling you, an episode
boundaries,
need to come
yeah.
for boundaries.
Yep.
We talk about boundaries so much, but this is a boundary and a line that's being crossed that shouldn't be crossed. And you're crossing it because you have this feeling of entitlement that you know that they need you.
Yeah.
And therefore, you're like, well, I can push these limits and lines, and I know I won't get in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this, it all comes back
until they do.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, until you do, what are you doing to these kids? Like, that's affecting
yeah.
them in a way, and it's like, how dare you? Like, as educators, we're people that the kids feel like they should be able to trust. We're with them for a good chunk of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We interact with them depending on age, what they're going through, what they're talking about, and things like that. We're supposed to be another trusted person in their life. And That irks my nerves till the end of time.
So what are your options? Clearly high blood pressure, it's getting to you.
Right.
What are you doing to take care of yourself?
We got spring break next week. So I convinced my girlfriend to go with me to watch wrestling. We're going to watch WWE on Monday. So I think that should be the fixer up for me.
Nice.
Well, when do you get out of school? When does your school year end?
June 16th.
Yeah, we're about the same. So, I mean, even after spring break, we still have about 10 weeks of school left.
I know.
So, what are you going to do to make it through those 10 weeks?
Well, let's ask this. Have you tried talking to this person prior to getting to the point where you can't stand them?
Oh, too many times.
Okay.
We've had personal conversations. We've had conversations with other people, mediation.
Oh.
And it's just to the point where I can try to work, but after a while, it's like, all right, you're like, you can do me dirty. You can do some like teachers dirty, but we're not doing kids dirty.
Yeah, that's bothering me.
That's the point where there's not much talking. There's just
right
at this point we're reporting because that's not okay.
Yeah,
no,
that is not okay.
It's never okay. These kids go through so much, and I know like in certain areas. I know you're in Chicago. It's in every school district system where you have kids who are going through like the craziest things at home, whether it be like their parents aren't around, some are abused. It's just so many things are happening with kids. It's like, why? Like they have so much stuff going on. Some of them come to school and that's the only place that's safe for them. And
yeah,
where they like, that's their out. That's
yeah,
that's their fun place. That's their, oh, I can come here and relax. Or some of them fall asleep in my class. And I'm
yeah,
like, some of them only get the best sleep in the 40 minutes that they have me. It's just,
mm-hmm,
that's their space to feel like safe and secure. And for someone to come in and take that away,
Like, so have you gone to your immediate, you said you've had conversations. Does your immediate supervisor, your boss know about this person?
Definitely. They're well aware, but again, it's kind of one of those things where I also believe they are trying to juggle a larger situation that's complex as far as staffing. And so I think my whole thing is just let me make sure that this has been heard by the people who need to hear it.
Right.
And then how am I able to be myself around my spaces while still sharing space with a person that I do not stand?
Right.
And I think that's what I'm big on just not sharing my time or energy with people that I don't want to share. And it's like, you know, you're like kids. Like, I'm very happy sharing it with them. You're on coworkers.
You're sounding a little muffled, primo.
Huh?
You're sounding a little muffled. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry about that. Is it? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay. I think I have to do the little TikTok thing where I hold the mic right up to my mouth.
Yes, we can hear you better that way.
But it's crazy how you bring up staffing, and it's like you can't just staff fill the – like you can't do that. That makes for – because if you're going to staff just to staff, you can bring in some crazy person just because you need somebody, and then something – like not to say that this isn't bad, but something even worse could happen just because you're trying to fill positions.
Have y'all ever had – like what? Have you ever had a story with a – like you're saying, Kim, where – you bring in somebody just to staff and then something crazy happens?
Not to that extent. We've had crazy things where people have been staffed in where we work, in our county where we work, and like teachers have come to work drunk. We've had students find other teachers' addresses and send them things, and there have been other things that have come up to maybe suggest that other inappropriate things are going on. There's just things, and nothing has ever come out or been found, but it's just like, oh, this is what a coincidence, like this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, but even to the point where you're staffing a position with someone who maybe doesn't fully speak English or doesn't have any idea what they're teaching because that's not a subject that they know, or they don't have a degree. It's just those type of things, and you're just trying to fill the position to fill it. And we have a lot of that to where and not to say you can't be foreign and come in. I'm not saying
we preach equity, but equity at the same time, and I'm a firm believer that the job needs to go to the best qualified person.
Correct.
I don't care if you're black, white, green, blue, purple.
Right.
Just because you're a different color doesn't make you more qualified than somebody else who is qualified.
Facts. that's an issue we got.
That's what I'm saying.
We got that issue.
Even Papi Chulo in his government line of work, he was like, why are we giving it to the person based on their race or their ethnicity when they're not qualified?
Correct.
That really pisses me off.
Right, you're not qualified, literally. And qualified could be, okay, you know how to teach English, but you suck at classroom management. Like, you don't know how to manage your class. You can't control behaviors. You can't, like, why do you need a backup in your class because you can't control your kids? Why does someone else have... Qualification to me is, like, a lot of things. You need an overall, like, everything, especially if you're going into education and you're dealing with someone else's kid. Like, you just... I don't know. Like, you just can't come in here. It's, I don't know. You
so, primo, you're the parents. Explain to me, the parents in your school, are they the type of parents that are going to run amok and, like, make a big fuss about this? Or have they?
Yes.
Not really.
Yes, and the kind of parents who might see you in the parking lot. And we're trying to avoid all that because we try to show kids by example.
Right.
And, you know, we've had situations with parents throwing fists in the street for their kids.
What?
And so we definitely always try to handle things internally because, I mean, you all know, you're both mothers. Like,
oh, yeah. You mess with my
that's the problem.
And so we try to avoid that because once things start get say, you know, like the context isn't known, or say something is being addressed already and people want to address it in their own way. Especially in Chicago, we don't play that.
Right. No, they don't play up there.
No, I know.
No, we don't. No. We do not.
Not at all. Like, that is, they say if it's going down, it's going down for real. Like, it's going down. Like, don't let me catch you in them streets. Like,
but you love teaching in Chicago, no? How long have you been teaching in Chicago?
7 years.
And have you been at the same school for 7 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us what grades you teach?
Yeah, I teach K through 8.
Okay.
And it's probably one of the, like, if anyone, like, once you find your school, you found your school. You know, you hear, like, well, you know, I got a position last, I think, a year or two ago in Colorado, a private school, 23 acres at the base of a mountain.
Wow.
Like, but the administrator is a Black woman, and she, in my interview, she told me, she's like, hey, just so you know, I need you to get ready for the white leap.
Oh.
And ask her, what's that?
The white leap?
The white leap. And she said, everyone, like, she just told me her experience and moving to that city. And she says, like, everyone's white. And having to understand, like, you know, sometimes there's some places that are going to suit you better than others.
Right.
And the school I'm at right now really suits me.
Right.
The kids are... They remind me a lot of the kids from back home.
Yeah.
Are you in a pretty good ethnic back diverse?
Diversity?
I don't even know what I'm trying to say. A very diverse ethnic back, like, school.
We're mostly Hispanic.
Okay.
Like, large majority Hispanic. Mexican. We are starting to have more people from different areas of South America. What I've noticed since I've been here, I can count the amount of white students and I can count the amount of Black students, which is just kind of telling to Chicago's redlining. You have Polish people in one area, Puerto Rican people in the other, Mexican people in another, Black people in another, white people got their own space. And where we're starting to see more, Afro-Cuban, Afro-Hispanic, it's changing as opposed to I'm looking at like El Paso where we came from, my prima and I, and I'm like, damn, we were white. Like, we were Hispanic, but for the most part, we were white.
What are you talking about?
Y'all was white.
We were white. Yeah. And coming here, I'm like, okay, everyone's skin is a definitely different color than mine.
Right.
But I'm really happy with where I'm at.
No, we have the same issue too. I mean, we have the same thing too. I mean, even though we're in one county, but it's crazy how you go to one part of the county and it's mostly Black, Spanish, and you go to another county, majority is white, Indian.
Yeah.
And you go
yeah.
to another one, and it's mostly Hispanic.
Right.
Like, we
yeah.
have this, and it, we're all in the same county, and how things are done in each, like, because we're one county, so I can't say in each county. Like,
right.
it's how different parts of the county, how things are done is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had an issue with ours where it's like you're building new schools, they're getting coffee shops, they're getting, like, they have better desks, table, like, basic things. And you go to the other side, and I mean, we've had students complain, petition, because they're like, why are you building, and I mean, these are like high schools, but it's like, why are you building these new high schools and you haven't even renovated ours?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still
yeah.
have cracks
yeah.
in our walls and in our floors. Like, if it rains
yeah.
too much in a certain area, we have water in our, like, you haven't done anything, and we have no upgrades, no nothing. And low-key, they came out and said, is it why? Because it's the majority of the population Hispanic. Is that why you're not doing anything in our area, and where you're building is mostly white, and they have money? And I was like, yo, these kids calling you out. Like, but it's like, I'm glad you're standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
And there are parents
yeah.
and there are teachers
yeah.
who've gone and backed that up. And we're like, no, this makes sense. Why have you not gone and renovated the schools? You can go build, what was it? It was not a solar paneled school.
Mm-hmm. The new ones have solar panels?
They built one
Damn.
School. It was green friendly. A green friendly with solar panels and everything.
Oh,
they
no.
it was their test
Where
school.
Where do they got green friendly?
I don't know. I don't know.
And we got mold growing in our school.
No,
like,
literally.
That's your screen.
No, they did it. They literally did a tester school where they put solar panels and they were trying to make it green to see, like, how it would be. But you have all this money to spend that, and you can't even go renovate the older schools that
yeah.
you have. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's not that you don't have the money. It's not that the land's not
right.
there. It's not that you can't. You just haven't chose to do it yet.
Right.
But why not? So it's like we have the
because
same.
It doesn't make them money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I know why not. I was just trying to give them the chance to answer. I know. And so did these other students figure out that they knew because they called them out for it. Now their school is getting renovated, but they're and some of them are happy, even though some of them are about to graduate, so they're not
yeah.
gonna see it.
Yeah.
They're not gonna experience it. But they're like, look, I got younger siblings.
Yeah.
At least they're gonna get a new school. At least they're gonna have the ability to have a coffee shop like the other ones that are getting. I think it's crazy they have a coffee shop, but
I want a coffee shop. What
the
hell?
Look, listen, right? But it's like, but the fact is like they're grateful that it's gonna actually happen and that their siblings who are coming behind them will get to have something better than what they have. But I think that's crazy. You should have been renovating these schools.
I guess it's a metaphor for all of us, though, right? We're all hoping for the next people to have something better.
Yes.
That's true.
But it all goes back to the inequities. Like,
yep.
they preach equity, and they
yep.
preach equity, but there is zero equity in most of what we have and what we do.
Literally, equity, morals,
yeah.
and this person
yeah.
ain't got no morals nor values, and I think it's... Like this person, who are you talking about? They don't need to be a teacher.
I agree.
Like,
they don't need to be in education.
They don't. Like, you don't need to be around kids, period. Adults, we can handle it, but like for you to say,
And what pisses me off?
Don't
is
let
that
me catch you outside.
I don't want those poor kids, Caesar. I don't want those poor kids thinking that. Any adult, it's okay for them to be spoken that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no
yeah.
kids should think that that's okay.
Right. And I mean, it's not to say, like, vice versa. Like, kids don't have the right to talk to adults
no,
any
of
type
course.
Of way. Because we've had kids curse out teachers
right.
and all that. Like, none of it should be happening. Everybody needs to have a certain level of respect. It's never to say that adults aren't wrong, because I know sometimes the kids believe that. But, you like, we are the adults in the situation. Like, we know better.
And I think it's like it's teaching them how to deal with. A few weeks ago, I yelled at a kid. I mean, it wasn't even like it's just my voice rose really.
It's
high.
Okay, we yell at them too.
And it was, but it was directly at a child, and it was. I don't remember the situation, but I remember after like 2-3 minutes, I went up to the kid and I told him, I was like, I need to apologize to you because.
Yeah.
My voice is not raised at you. I am not upset at you. You did nothing to me, but in this situation, it came right at you.
Right.
And I'm so sorry for that because of my humanness.
Yeah.
And then I apologize to this kid in front of the entire class and explain that.
Yeah.
Because then, like, how am I, you know, I can't expect them to be any better with their frustrations and their if I can't do it myself and own my crap.
Right.
But then, what an amazing human being that you are to be able to do that in
right.
front of all your students and to be able to explain that too.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they need.
Correct. There's nothing wrong for adults apologizing
no,
to children.
No, absolutely not.
Like, even as parents, you can apologize to your child
yes.
because you're human and you can do something wrong.
Correct.
I've had to do it. So
yeah.
as educators, we have to do, we, at some point you may be wrong. Like,
and that should be another topic is owning,
yes.
owning what you do and what you say and how you say it and
correct.
You know just being able to apologize. I don't know why so many people have problems apologizing. They
I
do
don't either. It's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
you
know.
Was wrong. You a bad person. You suck. Go apologize.
Yeah.
Be better. I mean, be
and
better.
You're talking to yourself, right?
I mean, look. Sometimes
I suck.
I do.
I'm a dick.
Right. No, literally. I'm just gonna have to be like own it and move forward. So.
So, Primo, we appreciate you coming
of
and
course.
Talking to us. We love having you on. We hope you come back.
I hope this helped.
Thank
your
you.
Frustrations released.
And I'll get back to you all on your Chuchula song.
Yes! Chuchula theme song coming in 2024.
And next
yeah,
time
yeah.
you guys come into town, we're going to have you live.
I know. Right?
When you come over.
I'd love to, yeah.
Definitely.
We'll have to hit you up in the fall and go get some biking.
Yeah, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
Never.
Dope.
Be here. Well, thanks, Caesar.
Thank you,
Caesar. We love having you on. And we, Chulas and Chulos, we out.
You guys, Cessa, thank you for coming. Thank you. We appreciate you, your honesty, your, you know, just being the good teacher. We need good teachers. And
we
the
do.
Fact that you... It sounds like you're an amazing teacher, and I know the kids love you and respect you, and I applaud you for that because we need more good teachers.
Yep, facts.
Well,
you do.
And back at you all for having the energy after teaching all day to still follow your passions and put out a badass podcast. I want to listen to more. So
don't
like,
worry, it doesn't
comment,
come without a beverage.
Right. Yo, the liquid courage. I'm
yeah.
telling you.
Okay, love you.
Yes.
Love you all.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Bye.
All right, Chulas
and Chulas.
Bye, Chulas and Chulas. Thank you, Caesar.